All right, Zach, so heck of a round today to make the cut and, you know, keep your KFT season alive into the weekend. What's the emotion right now of getting it done today when you needed 3 under in these conditions and got it?
Yeah, I'm very happy with how I played. I putted horrible, so I need to figure that out, but at least I got 2 more days to try to make some putts.
How do you explain shooting one of the best rounds of the afternoon while putting horrible, as you said?
I hit some really nice iron shots, so I was fortunate that way. But I hit a good tee to green and hit some nice chip shots, and still left a lot out there.
How do you keep from getting down on yourself after, yesterday you were pretty far down the leaderboard?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't feel like I played that bad yesterday. This course can kind of sneak up on you that way, which is fun to play here. I just like, okay, I need to shoot 3 or 4 under today. And it's like, it can be done, but you're going to have to play a pretty clean round, which I was able to do, so it was nice.
Did you feel any extra pressure, or were you able to block out the stakes?
I did, yeah. I really wanted to make the cut this week. Yeah, so I thought I needed a birdie one of the last 3 holes. And, yeah, I was really wanting to make the cut and make a birdie.
And what do you remember from your last time to Columbus? How long or short ago does that seem, I guess, when you played the U.S. Open qualifier?
Oh.
I assume that was your last time to Columbus?
Yeah, it was. It feels like a long time ago. A lot has changed. I've played some pretty decent golf since then. When I look back, I can still remember the rounds and stuff, so it hasn't been that long ago, but a lot has changed, which is nice.
And just what's it mean to you kind of emotionally knowing that with your back against the wall, you came from you only were ahead of 3 people yesterday and you're going to make the cut. It's a pretty amazing rally considering where you are on the points list and what you needed to do.
Yeah, a lot of people's backs are up against the wall this week, and that's okay. The stress is okay. Sometimes it helps you focus. I'm fine with it. It was a pretty enjoyable round. I had a good time. I missed a couple putts early to have some birdies, but I'm like, okay, I just need to shoot 3 under and then I can play the weekend. So, I was grinding the whole time.
And is there anything kind of element of that you didn't play, the full season out here where obviously you still want to make 75 and get into next week, but are you not as hard on yourself about that as you might have been if you played the whole season, or is that just hard to say now that you're here?
I always want to make the cut, whether I've played 20 events or this is my first event. You want to have a chance to play the weekend, but I just try to, think about, okay, how can I improve for Saturday and Sunday?
And what are you going to do to kind of, hone in? I know you mentioned you want to get the putter.
Yeah, I did a lot better. The first I had 3 penalty shots, and I did a lot better job of taking care of my ball today. I don't know how many fairways or greens I hit, but I kept it in a pretty tight pattern, which was nice. But I've got to figure out my green rating on these greens. I've struggled with the wind. It's been tough. Sometimes you'll have a putt that breaks to the right, and then you got the wind coming from the other way. So now second guessing the putts a lot.
So that means going to the practice green now to do some.
Yeah, I would like to hit a couple putts.
All righty. Thank you, Zach.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Yep,
good work.